We have talked about this, that I am a late bloomer, if you will, someone who gets their gifts at the very last minute, but I don't have to mail anything.
I don't think that's true. I think you do your due diligence and consider every option to make sure people in your life get the nicest things that you can
get. That's a nice thing to say. That I do try and do that in a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
But I don't have to mail anything. That is what's good about this last minute thing. But some people do. And what are the deadlines here when it comes to getting your packages to your loved ones on time? Let's ask Tim Norman, strategic communication specialist at USPS. How are you, Tim?
I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Of course. So let's talk about these deadlines. If you're mailing holiday gifts, what is the absolute last moment people can do it?
Well, speaking of today, today's the 17th, so if you're shipping USPS Ground Advantage and First Class mail, this is the recommended date of today. Tomorrow would be Priority Mail, and then December 20th would be Priority Mail Express, and that would be the recommended dates by to get it there by Christmas Day.
So if someone ships today or tomorrow, which USPS service gives them the best chance without, like, really breaking the bank?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people really use Priority Mail. My wife has been sending packages this week. We do that every year, you know, because it's very easy to use. You can get the boxes at the post office, and it's very easy to, you know, get them in the mail. And so, you know, I would recommend Priority Mail for all your shipping needs. And, you know, there's all sorts of different sizes of boxes that you can get at the post office.
Talk about the work that the drivers do. I mean, they have a massive job all year, but especially around this time of year, they're inundated and they're hustling all over the place.
Yeah, you know, this is our 250th anniversary of the Postal Service. And so, you know, we've been doing this for many, many years. So, you know, our employees, they love this time of year because this is something that we call it our season to shine. And so, yes, you do have a lot more packages and things like that that are going through the system this year and during the holiday season. But, you know, I think with a lot of our employees, they're very dedicated. They know they're going to have a lot of hard work. But, you know, they want to get these packages, cards, and letters out to their customers. So it's one of those things. It's great camaraderie in the facilities where people are just, you know, working to get them out there to their customers. And so it's really a nice season that we always go through.
Yeah, it seems like people in the post office this time of year are friendly. You go ahead, I'll mm-hmm. wait here, mm-hmm. and that makes me feel pretty good. All right, and one last time, the deadline is what, Tim?
December 17th today for USPS Ground Advantage and your First Class mail. Tomorrow, Priority Mail. And then December 20th, if you get to that point, you want to do Priority Mail Express service.
All right. Tim Norman, we appreciate your time this morning.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me, and happy holidays.
You
happy
as well.
Holidays.
You. My son is a postal carrier, man. He works. I mean, this is his time, man, right now. I mean, he's even working on Sunday sometime, you know, delivering packages, man, you know, and delivering, you know, gifts and everything. So, yeah, this is the heat, man, for him.
This is his Super Bowl.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I'm always trying to say, hey, thank you. Like, I'm trying to always catch them. They're on fast mode.
No.
Like, I just can't even get
no
to
time
them.
For you.
No time.
No.
Like, thank you. Appreciate it. And they're like, whatever, I got to go. Like, they're in the zone.
Yeah.
So, but we owe them a lot.
Which reminds me, I have to go get my cash for my people that I thank throughout the year. And one of them is our post office. Postal carrier.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know. We always try to give them gift cards or, you know, something for them. Because that's an exhausting job. And it's like every day. Mm-hmm. You know, you get past Thanksgiving and it is full steam ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know my son said he's got great people on his route, and he has a lot of older people and veterans and stuff. And he said, you know, he'll talk to them, and he's really struck up friendships with a lot of those people. A lot of them are home alone, you know, lonely, and he just chats with them, man, you know, and they have a good time.
I was talking to a buddy of mine, and he was saying he's going home for Christmas or coming home for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, everybody's kind of on the same political spectrum, you know? But he's like, I just don't want to come home and talk about politics and talk mm-hmm. about all the craziness.
Yeah.
He's like, we try to avoid it. Like, everybody dances around it, but then somebody says something just, uh-huh. you know, not even to stir anything up because everybody's kind of relatively on the same page, but like, just something that said like, oh, did you see the news? This happened. And then that starts that's the snowball.
Yes.
Right? And then all of a sudden it's a boulder and they're just like, I just don't want to do that. I'm like, well, then just don't do it. Like, say right off the rip. Like, if they bring up something from the news, just say like, I don't want to do that. Can we just not talk about that?
Yeah.
Like, even if it's something good, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something.
Keep it light.
It does feel inevitable, though, for a lot of these gatherings that people get together.
That's not the point. Like, can we just for one day not talk about all this?
You know what was funny? So yesterday I went and read Christmas stories and talked about our Christmas traditions to Henry's 3-year-old class.
Okay.
Yesterday.
Were they attentive?
They were great.
Okay.
They were great. They were wonderful little kids. Henry was like standing next to me. He's like, hey, Dad, what about the elf? Can you tell him about it? And I'm like, yeah. But it was funny to like hear because some of these kids don't celebrate Christmas. Some celebrate Hanukkah. Some celebrate Diwali. Mm-hmm. Some celebrate, like they celebrate all these different things. And it was interesting to see and hear them like absorb something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you get cookies? And I'm like, well, we make cookies for Santa. And I said, then we leave out carrots for the reindeer. And they're uh-huh. like, the reindeer eat carrots? And we're like, well, yeah, they're hungry. And I'm like, you know, they're busy delivering presents all over the world. And they're like, well, Santa doesn't come back. And I'm like, right, because you don't celebrate Christmas. For those that celebrate Christmas. And they're like, this is pretty good. Like, your thing is wonderful. It's a great, your traditions and your holidays are great, but they're like, ooh, like, oh, you sprinkle glitter on your front porch so Santa sees you? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, wow.
It's just amazing that they,
I left there and I left the teacher. I'm like, please apologize to all the parents. I didn't want to, like, I was just telling them what we do. And it was very funny. It was very cute.
That's funny. So you had some tough questions.
Tough
Were
questions.
You sweating?
Of course I was. The last thing I need is like a parent to come up to me and tap me on the shoulder and go like, hey, now my kid wants to celebrate Christmas. Like,
he likes what you guys do.
I said, but you know, it's also a time to help others. It's also a time to give back. It's also a time to help other people that might need a little help.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah, but what about the cookies? I'm like, yeah, that's good.
They're three and four.
But this time of year, it brings that out. And yeah, and I love it's the kid thing is really special. And you're going through it now with Liv.
I feel like you got the
grandkids.
Peak time.
It's perfect time.
Not yet 3.5. And she just loves it. She loves the elf. She loves
Donnie.
Yeah, she named it Donnie, which is an odd name. But, you know, we're like, hey, it's Donnie, I guess.
That's what was in her heart,
I guess.
She loved seeing Santa. She just ran up to him with her letter and told him what she wanted. And she talks about Christmas every day. It's just like, this is a wonderful, wonderful time.
Every time we have dinner,
ho, ho, ho!
Every dinner now, Henry's like, this is the greatest Christmas dinner ever.
Wow.
Every meal we eat.
This
is the greatest Christmas lunch ever. And I'm like, glad you like it. It's not Christmas.
he's willing it.
Your
closer
days
to him.
Are all mixed up.
He's willing it closer to him.
This is the greatest Christmas pizza I have ever had. All right. God bless you. All right. We'll take a break. More coming up. Pure Michigan encouraging travelers to do this. It's next.